Okay, we're gonna start with this red game. So for this first one, I want you to tell me the letter and then what the picture is.
A, apple.
Can you think of something else that starts with an A?
Allergy.
Alex, that's a good one. Alrighty, we're gonna do the same for this one. The letter and the picture.
B and boy.
Boy. Is there anything else you can think of that starts with B?
Body.
Body. Cool. Okay, and do the same thing.
C, cookies. Cat.
Cat.
D, duck. Diary.
Right, that's a good one.
E, elephant.
It's kind of hard to think of one, right?
X-ray.
Ooh, that one starts with an X. We could do energy. There's an energy exhibit downstairs. You'll get to see. You can just tell me the letter. Ooh. That one's going off by itself. Oh, okay. This one. So you can just say the letter and the picture. You don't have to say another word.
F, fish. G, guitar.
Do you want to turn it too? Want to brag to?
H, house.
You're doing a great job.
Ice, I. J, juice. K, key. L, leaf. M, monkey. N, nose. O, orange. Play, P, quack. Q, R, red. S, spider. T, table. U, umbrella. V, vacuum. W, watch. X, x-ray. Y, yogurt. Z, zebra.
Awesome. So we're all done with that game, so you can hit whatever buzzer you want. Ooh, different noise. So we're going to do the orange game this time.
All right.
So this one's numbers. So you can do the same thing, flip the page, and read whatever number's on there.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The big little sucks.
5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. 80, 90, 100, 200, 500, 1,000, 16.
Can you say the full one for me?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
So, what about this one?
18.
You want to say the full one?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Awesome. Have you done multiplication yet?
I can do it.
Yeah, you want to try? Go ahead and say the full one.
12. 6 times 3 equals 12.
Close. So then 18. But really close. Good job. Have you done division?
No.
No, not yet. Okay, can you say the numbers for me? Then?
21
divided by
3
equals awesome. So we're done with that one. You know the drill. You get to pick whatever game. Cool. So we're going to do the yellow game. Have you noticed the pattern? We did red,
yeah,
orange,
yellow, green,
you know,
blue.
You think, yeah, the next one's going to be green? What colors are, what order is that?
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple.
What is that?
Rainbow.
The rainbow. Awesome. So for this one, I'm going to hold these cards up, kind of like flashcards.
Oops.
So, what do you think, what is this?
It's an orange boat.
A boat, yeah. So we're going to call this a ship.
All right.
So we have one ship. So now we have
two ships.
Awesome. This we're going to call a scack.
All right.
So can you say one scack?
One scack.
Okay. So if we have one scack, now we have
two scack.
This one, we're going to call a duck.
All right. One duck.
Now.
Two duck. One shoe,
yep.
Two shoe.
This one, we're gonna call a brib.
One brib, two brib.
This one we're gonna call, what do you think this is?
A jelly sandwich.
We're gonna call it a snack.
One snack,
and
two snack.
This one we're gonna call a mip.
One mip. Two mip. One octopus?
This one we're gonna call a foo.
One foo. Two foo. One coffee cup. One cup. Two cup. One crib. Two crib.
This one we're going to call a yak.
One yak. Two yak.
So this one we're going to call a kite.
One kite. Two kite. One slide.
Yep.
Two slide. One bell. Two bell. One purse.
We're going to call this a bag. So we have one bag.
Two bag.
No, yeah.
One shell.
We're gonna call this a rock.
All right, one rock. Two rock.
This one we're gonna call a smide.
One smide. Two smide. One lamp.
We're gonna call it a light.
One light. Two light.
We're gonna call this one a yag.
One yag. Two yag.
And the last one, this one we're going to call a kel.
One kel, two kel.
Awesome. I like those ones. So we're all done with that one, so you get to press any of the colors. Ooh. That one's different. What'd that one sound like?
A doorbell.
What do you do when you hear that sound?
You answer the door.
Answer the door, yeah. So for this game, our green game, I want you to tell me everything that's going on in this picture. What do you think's happening?
Well, a boy and a tiger is going on this water to go sail a boat.
Oh, where are they going, do you think?
Like to their grandpa's house.
Oh.
Instead of walking, they row their boat.
Oh.
And they have a rope inside it and to tie it to someone, to something.
What are they going to do at their grandpa's house?
Play.
What else do you see in the picture?
I see fish. Water, lily pads. Flowers. A dragonfly. A lion. Grass. Eyes.
How do you think a lion's there?
How do I think?
Yeah, why do you think the lion's in the boat?
Maybe he wanted to go with him.
Mm-hmm. Would you ride in a boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
Because it's too heavy, it would tip it.
Too heavy. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
How this fish looks like it doesn't have a fin.
It doesn't? Why do you think?
Because this is not his body and this is just his head.
Oh. What would happen if the fish didn't have a fin?
He wouldn't be able to swim.
Oh no. Do you want to go to the next one? Okay. So this one, the same thing. I just want you to tell me what you think's going on in the picture.
I think he thinks he's a pilot. He's standing on his bed on his pillows, acting like he's on a mountain in his room. It's a toy plane right here. And paper airplane and socks, pillows, toys, and bed. Books, a fish, a window. With stuff on the outside. Another window with trees on the outside. Clouds. The sky, that's all I see. And a desk with a lamp on it.
Do you ever play pretend like him?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
What do you think he wants to be when he grows up?
A mountain climber or a pilot.
A pilot. Does your room look like his?
No.
No? Is it clean or messy?
Clean.
Clean? Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You're doing a great job. Alrighty. So tell me everything you see in this one. What do you think's going on?
Well, there's a girl that's being in a science lab. There's an elephant right here, a clock, some hexagons, tubes, science, a rat, a desk, books, cheese. Books, a board, a magnifying glass, goggles, a light bulb, a clipboard, drawers, trash can, a bowl, pencil. Paper, sticky notes, tape, shapes, and that's all I see.
Gotcha. What is she wearing?
She's wearing a science lab coat.
What do you think they're doing in the lab?
Discovering light bulbs have a glow up.
Oh. Have you done experiments before?
No.
You're doing one today, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Why do you think the big octopus is in there?
I don't know. Maybe he's a pet or something. I don't know. I don't even know.
Anything else you want to tell me about the picture?
How this looks like french fries.
How what?
This looks like french fries.
It looks like french fries?
Mm-hmm.
Where? In the jar?
Mm-hmm. In the jar with the little sticks.
Oh. Do you like french fries?
Yes.
Is it your favorite food?
No.
What's your favorite?
Pizza.
Pizza. Oh, that's a good one. Do you think they're doing experiments with french fries?
French fries?
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're doing experiments
No.
with them? No. What experiment could you do with French fries?
If you can multiply them by putting and something.
Whoa. So then you'd have more to eat, right? That'd be good. All right, should we go to the next one? You're doing an awesome job. So, what's happening in this picture?
She is holding a huge radish. Some carrots. I don't know what that is, but it looks like a shell or a rock. A fence, clouds, a garden, a girl that's wearing overalls, a shovel. Leaves. A snail. Two snails. Three snails. Leaves. Weeds. That's all I see.
Where do you think she is?
In a garden.
What do you do in a garden?
You plant and pick. You pick up plants and you plant plants.
How does someone plant a plant?
They dig a hole and they put a seed in it.
Oh. Have you planted a plant before?
Yeah.
What'd you plant?
I planted carrots.
Ooh. Did you get to eat them? Did they grow?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Anything else you see or want to tell me about?
No.
Okay. We're all done with this game. Awesome. You like this blue one the best?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your favorite color? Blue?
Blue and orange.
Oh, perfect. We're going to do the blue game now. Here. This way. Okay. So this one's some reading. Do you want to read this for me? You can read out loud.
Tess was sitting around the house one sunny afternoon. She wanted to go play tennis, so she asked her mom if she could go to the park. "You can go, but take your brother. I need to watch him for me," said her mother. Tess grunted. She always had to take her brother along. She didn't want to take him because he slowed her down. Tess was 8 years old. Ty was only five. Ty never wants to go to the park, so Tess had to convince him. What if it would be fun? So Tess really wanted to go. She went to the back of the room where Ty was playing Superman on the Xbox. "Ty, let's go to the park," she sang. "No way," said Ty. Tess knew what would happen. So had a plan. "Okay, fine," as Tess turned to leave the room, she dropped bright yellow tennis ball on the floor. It rolled right past Ty's feet. Ty paused his game and picked up the ball. "Where did you get this?" he asked. "I earned it," said Tess. Ty bounced the ball on the floor. It was really loud. He did it again and again. His mother came up and said, "Take the ball outside. It's too loud in here." "Here, Ty, give me the ball back and I'll take it to the park." Ty shook his head. No, he ran the door with his ball and he said, "Put his shoes on." He felt very clever for tricking her brother into going to the park.
Awesome, you're a great reader. You want to do some more reading?
Sure.
Alrighty, go ahead.
JC loved to cheer. She had a loud voice. She knows all of the words to her cheers. JC wants to try out for cheer team. At school, there is only one problem. To be good cheerleader, he also must be good dancer. JC is not the best dancer. JC's scared to try out for the cheer team. her neighbor and with her sister. She even practices just doing dances. Well, when it is time to try out for the team, JC is ready to dance. She is not scared to practice all of the moves. She is excited to cheer. On whole morning, Dion's dad said, "The car will not start. I can't drive you to school." Dion thought about going back to bed, but he remembered what principal told class. Everybody counts. You must be attending school every day. Dion had not had any idea he would take the city bus to school. "Dad, hurry up. Let's go. I can't be late." Dion and his dad headed to the bus stop, waited for the bus. They rode 10 minutes. The bus stopped at 3 blocks from school. Dion waved to his dad and remained way to school. Dion hurried his classroom and sat down. "Count me in," Dion said to the teacher.
Awesome. You're a great reader. Awesome. I love your glasses. You said one of your favorite colors, orange, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay, we got this last page. Can we do this one?
Jim was walking through the woods. The sky was very gray. His coat was warm, but his hands were cold. He walked on the path to look at birds. The birds were flying south to leave on the trees. Where brown, they fell to the ground near Jim. John called out, "Come here, puppy." Puppy was a dog. Puppy ran when he went into the woods. He did not want to come back to John. "Yo, puppy, come here." Puppy ran to John and licked his hand. John said, good boy, you must come to me when I call." Puppy ran off down the trail. Puppy saw a black and white animal on the path. Puppy looked at the animal, and animal wanted to be friends, but the animal did not want to be friends with Puppy. Did not want to know the animal was a skunk. John walked down the path. His dog and the skunk turned and lifted his tail towards Puppy. John said, "Puppy, come here," but Puppy did not want to come. The skunk made Puppy smell very bad. The smell was so bad that the puppy ran away. Puppy ran to John. "He must come to me when I call," said John. "Always come to me, John, now."
Do you have any pets at home?
Two.
Two? What are they?
They're both dogs.
Have they ever been sprayed by a skunk before?
No. Brownie has.
Oh no. Was it like this? Were they really smelly? Oh, man.
Right, Mom?
You were little, yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, maybe you didn't. You did such an awesome job. You're a great reader. Do you want to hit the whichever button you want this time? Nice. Okay. So, this one is our pink game.
Is pink in the rainbow?
So, we have pink and white because we don't have...
Purple,
yeah. Okay, so for this one, can you tell me what's going on in the picture?
He's brushing his teeth.
How do you brush your teeth?
You take toothpaste and a brush, get it wet, and brush and scrub your teeth.
Do you brush your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, should we go to the next one?
washing his hands.
How do you wash your hands?
You put soap on your hands and turn on the water, then wash them.
When do we wash our hands?
When we touch something, and we get home from the store or school.
Mm-hmm. Where do we wash them?
At the sink.
What about this one? What's happening?
He's tying a shoe.
How do you tie your shoe?
You take the laces and tie them.
Cool. Do you tie your shoes?
Mm-hmm.
You have ties today?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Those are cool shoes. I like them. Oh, two different colors. That's cool. Yep, go ahead.
She's eating cereal. Or pouring the cereal.
How do you make cereal?
You take the box of the cereal and you take a bowl, put milk in it, and then you dump the cereal into it, and then you eat it.
Oh, do you like cereal?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have cereal this morning?
Mm-hmm.
What kind did you have?
Lucky Charms.
Is that your favorite?
Mm-hmm. He's putting on a sweatshirt.
How do you get dressed in the morning? How do you put on the shirt?
Well, you have your clothes, you take them off your dresser, and you put your shirt on, you put it over your stomach and your chest and your arms, and then you take your shorts, you put them over them, your underwear, and your socks, you put them on over your feet.
Do you think it's hot or cold outside?
I'm going to say it's medium.
Medium, yeah. Why do you say that?
Because if it was hot, he would just be wearing a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. If it was really cold, he would be wearing a coat.
Okay.
She's icing the cupcakes.
How do you make your cupcakes?
Well, you take the batter, you put it into the cupcake holders, and you put them in the oven, you take them out, and then you put the frosting on, and then you take off the wrapper and eat it.
Oh, do you like cupcakes?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What do you think these are?
Sprinkles.
Do you put sprinkles on them?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Are cupcakes your favorite dessert?
No.
What's your favorite then?
If I had to pick one, it would probably be cake.
Cake, what kind?
Birthday cake.
Ooh, that sounds good. Awesome.
Painting.
How do you paint a picture?
You take a brush, you dip it in the paint, and you put it on paper or a board. And then you draw what you want to do.
Oh, what would you paint?
She, ask her because she has a whole office.
Oh, she does painting?
No, I paint for her.
Oh, you paint for her? Oh. What?
The whole office
of our work. Oh, awesome. What's your favorite one that you've painted?
Probably the Earth.
The Earth? Ooh, what does it look like?
It looks like the Earth.
Oh, what colors are in it?
Blue and green.
Blue and green. Gotcha. Oh, so cool. So you like to paint all the time?
That's not a question for me, probably.
Oh,
that's
no.
Probably a question for my mom. I do it not every single day, but often.
Very close. Okay, cool. That's awesome. Do you like to draw too, or just paint?
I like to do both.
Cool. What do you think the next thing you're going to paint is? Do you know yet?
No. I don't have any things to paint on.
Not
yet. Do we have any portraits at home? Do we? We have boards.
Oh, so cool. Alright. There you go. What's this a picture of?
He's buckling up in his seat.
How do you buckle your seatbelt?
Well, you take the seatbelt and then you put it in the thing that holds it in to keep you safe.
Where do you buckle your seatbelt?
In the buckle.
Where do you think he is right now?
In a car seat.
Car seat.
Or a seat. These things are hard to turn.
I know, sorry.
He's feeding a teddy bear.
Oh.
Or, no, is it a boy? No, it's a she. She's feeding a teddy bear.
Do you ever feed your stuffed animals?
No. I only do it when I only have them for one day.
Hmm. What do you think the teddy bear's eating?
Nothing.
Nothing? You don't think the bowl, what's in the bowl?
Probably air.
Air? Yeah. Do you ever like to play pretend and feed your teddy bears or play doctor or anything?
I used to.
You used to? What would you play?
I would play doctor.
Doctor. And how'd you do that?
Well, I had a little kit that had stethoscopes in it, and I would do it on my teddy bear.
Oh, cool. I did that too. Should we go to the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And I would get a little stuff. There we go. All right.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, what are some of the things you see?
I see a dress, a hat, a wand. And like, I don't even know what it is, but I'm just gonna say it's like a chain or like something you wrap around a tree.
What do you think they're doing?
I don't even know.
Are they playing dress up maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah. Do you ever dress up?
On Halloween and just Halloween.
Just Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
What have been your costumes on Halloween?
What?
What costumes have you had? What do you dress up like on Halloween?
Well, this last Halloween was, I was a SWAT member.
Oh, cool.
I don't even remember all those years, that I just remembered that one.
Just remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
I think the one year I was a firefighter.
That'd be fun. What's a firefighter look like?
Well, he has yellow and red on him. And a helmet,
mm-hmm,
that keeps him safe if something falls on him.
Oh, cool. So, what's happening in this one?
He's going down a slide.
How does someone go on a slide? What do they have to do?
Well, you have to climb up the ladder, and then you have to go on your bottom and slide down.
You go on the slide a lot?
Mm-hmm. At the park.
The park. Where do you think they are?
Probably in their backyard.
Oh, you think so?
Mm-hmm. He's playing soccer.
How do you play soccer?
You have a ball and you kick it.
Oh.
I used to play soccer, but now I don't. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like any other sports like that?
I like baseball and football.
Oh, both of them. Which one do you like better? Too hard to pick?
I would have to say you're probably both the same.
Yeah. How do you play baseball?
You take a bat and you hit a ball.
Oh. Do you play a certain spot on the diamond?
Mm-mm.
You
anywhere.
Anywhere. Anywhere. Awesome. Alright. There we go.
They're stacking up blocks to make a tower.
Oh. How do you play with blocks? What do you do with them?
Well, you take the block and you stack them up.
Oh.
Or build houses or something.
You can build a house with them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
They're on the swings.
What are they doing?
They're swinging.
How do you swing on a swing?
Well, you get on the swing and you swing back and forth.
What are these people doing?
They're eating candy.
How do you eat candy like that? What do you have to do?
Well, you put it in your hand and you lick it, and then when it gets soft, you bite it.
Oh. What kind of candy do they have?
A lollipop.
Do you like eating candy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is our last one for this one.
He said he had the stool.
Oh. What's this?
It looks like a timer.
Why do you think it's there?
I think he's in timeout.
Oh no. Have you ever been in timeout before?
I wouldn't. No.
Yeah, me either.
Bye.
How do you think he's feeling?
Sad.
Sad? Why would he be sad?
Because he doesn't want to be in timeout.
Yeah. You're doing a lot of waiting?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had to wait for something?
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
It doesn't. Well, when we're at restaurants and I'm waiting for the food.
Oh, yeah.
I get hangry. I'm like my dad.
Okay. So we're all done with that one. You can hit the button. Oops. There we go. Okay, so this is our last one, and I'm just going to show you a few of my favorite ones. So, wait, what's going on in this picture?
She's in space.
In space?
Mm-hmm.
What are all these things around?
Planets, spaceships, comets, ropes.
What do you think they're doing?
I think they're discovering space.
Oh. What are they discovering in space?
Planets, what's on them.
What do these look like?
They look like little stars or planets.
Oh. Is there anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No.
Okay. Let me look for a good one. Let's see. What do I think you like? This one's kind of silly. What's this one?
Why?
You like this one?
Why is there a frog in the cup?
You tell me. Why do you think there's a frog in the cup?
He jumped in there.
Why would he jump in a cup?
I don't know. Because he's a frog and doesn't know what's going on.
Wait, what do you think is in the cup? Is there
a frog?
Is there anything else in there? Do you think there's...
Probably not.
No? No water or anything?
No.
What's this?
There might be water or a crown.
A crown? Why is he wearing a crown?
Because maybe he thinks he's a king.
King. Have you ever seen a frog with a crown?
In movies.
In the movies?
Oh, cool. I actually have a pet frog.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
I forget what I named him.
Oh. How big is he?
He's about this big.
What does he look like?
He's gray and he doesn't really move.
Okay. Should I pick one last one to do and then we'll see? Are you peeking?
No.
Yes? Let's see. How about this one? Here, watch me. I don't want to hit you with the page. There you go. What about this one? What's going on here?
Well, he's reaching back and feeding the rest of a sandwich or paper. I think it's paper. He's seeing giraffe paper.
You think he's what?
And that's sandwiches.
Oh, that's sandwiches.
That's not paper, that's lettuce.
Oh, okay. What is he doing?
He's feeding them. He's feeding the giraffe. Like I did yesterday.
What? Wait, tell me about that.
We went to the Columbus Zoo and we fed the giraffe.
What was that like?
It was very slobbery. Giraffe was the wind. He had slobber on his face and it went straight into my face.
Oh man, did you like that?
No.
No. What else did you see at the zoo?
We saw monkeys, gorillas. No, we didn't see gorillas. We saw lions. We saw bears, polar bears. We saw giraffe, cranes.
Anything else you want to talk about in this picture?
There's a lot of sandwiches.
A lot? Would you eat that?
No.
No? Do you like sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you eat this one?
That's too big.
Too big.
Oh,
yeah. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I think we're all done with all of our games. You could hit every button if you want now. Awesome! You did such a great job. Thanks for helping us out today.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna take your mic off of you. There you go. All right.